Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. We've seen a whirlwind of activity in the open source world this week, so let's dive into the key stories affecting developers and enthusiasts across Australia and beyond. First up is a report that's sending shockwaves through one of the most respected corners of the Linux community. The Arch User Repository, or AUR. A significant security incident surfaced after malicious actors created new accounts and adopted abandoned or orphaned packages, integrating malware into otherwise trusted software. The threat actors took advantage of AUR's collaborative approach, highlighting how community-driven curation, while powerful, can also be a double-edged sword. In immediate response, maintainers have paused new user registration and are now assessing ways to strengthen the security model without sacrificing the openness many contributors value. This incident has ignited widespread debate on how to balance robust protection with the spirit of collaboration that fuels the open source ecosystem. Security sustainability is front of mind, and the lessons learned from this breach are likely to inform best practices well into the future. Shifting gears, let's talk about the Linux kernel's evolution, an area where innovation and security go hand in hand, and where the community's relentless work is really shining. Linux 7.2 has landed, carrying with it enhancements that touch multiple parts of the operating system, including major fixes and performance gains for networking and file systems. Wi-Fi aware technology is now integrated natively, enabling more secure and dynamic peer-to-peer connections, something that could shape smart device integration and IoT deployments. The ext4 file system, widely used and trusted, also got some love from maintainers, especially with the overhaul of the fast commit mechanism. Improvements to directory hashing speed up lookups and address long-standing issues with locking contention, pushing performance and scalability further. These enhancements not only raise the bar for efficiency, but reinforce the Linux community's ongoing commitment to making the platform safer for all users. Speaking of user-focused upgrades, the latest version of Raspberry Pi OS is here, now running on the Linux 6.18 long-term support kernel. This update unlocks a slew of improvements: better performance across the board, support for new drivers, and an updated LabWC compositor for those seeking an advanced Wayland experience. For the Australian education sector and Tinkerer community, these changes reaffirm Raspberry Pi's place as the platform of choice for experimentation and low-cost computing. Meanwhile, innovation continues at top academic institutions and in commercial labs worldwide. Researchers at MIT are pushing boundaries with Fractal OS, a new kernel architecture designed to support groundbreaking experiments in hardware and system security. Fractal OS has already enabled deep vulnerability research, notably exposing some serious issues in Apple's M1 chip, pointing the way for more resilient hardware in future generations. At the intersection of accessibility and artificial intelligence, Canonical is preparing to launch Miner, an innovative tool that will allow Ubuntu users to interact with their systems using voice commands. This leap forward is expected to transform how visually impaired users interact with Linux, creating a more inclusive digital landscape. In parallel, AMD has unveiled GII, an AI-driven bash coding assistant that helps developers write and debug shell scripts more effectively. By automating parts of the scripting process, GAAA represents how artificial intelligence is quickly becoming an invaluable partner in software engineering. Not all innovation is happening in the digital sphere, though. Healthcare technology is also seeing bold new ventures. Midjourney, a company better known for its creative AI imagery, is steering into health diagnostics with its forthcoming ultrasound scanner SPA, slated for a late 2027 launch pending FDA approval. This facility hopes to offer detailed body composition maps, promising insight into personal health and potentially changing the face of preventive care. However, as is common with novel biometric technologies, privacy and data security are commanding attention from regulators and community advocates alike. The challenge will be ensuring that consumer trust and data protection are baked into these new modalities from day one. The private sector isn't sitting still either, as new contracts and strategic partnerships are being inked that will impact both the climate and space exploration sectors. Rolls-Royce, through its SMR business, has secured a contract to construct 3 small modular reactors in Sweden, a significant nod toward Europe's clean energy ambitions. The effort signals the need for global investment and expertise to make this shift meaningful, while also presenting technical, regulatory, and security challenges yet to be solved. Meanwhile, NASA has teamed up with Relativity Space to develop EOLIS, a cutting-edge Mars orbiter that will push our exploration efforts further into the Red Planet. These public-private partnerships show how global collaboration has become essential to achieving breakthroughs, whether in energy security or in unlocking the mysteries of our solar system. Of course, none of this innovation exists in a vacuum, and policymakers are scrambling to keep pace with new technology and the risks and benefits it brings. The UK is currently debating new legislation that would ban under-16s from accessing social media platforms, a proposal generating lively discussion across both privacy and youth protection circles. Digital rights groups are warning of possible unintended side effects, particularly if platforms deploy facial estimation to enforce the age ban. Over 60 organizations, including the EFF, are speaking out against biometric age checks due to concerns about bias and the risks of normalizing pervasive surveillance. Australia too has its eye on similar debates, as governments everywhere consider how to balance online safety with individual freedoms. Canada is currently considering Bill C-22, which would compel companies to retain metadata and could require encryption backdoors, raising hackles in the privacy community. Australian digital rights advocates are watching this closely, aware that similar proposals may soon cross into our own regulatory landscape. Encouragingly, companies like SurPappy are receiving recognition for actively empowering online privacy and internet freedom. For Australians concerned with how their data is handled online, this is a welcome sign that not all tech innovation is in opposition to civil liberties. In terms of broader environmental monitoring, community advocacy also managed to convince the US government to reinstate the Ocean Observatory's initiative. This program is vital for collecting the oceanographic data that underpins climate science, which Australians in research and policy fields rely on to make informed decisions. As climate events grow ever more complex, international data sharing agreements are only going to become more important. Apple wasn't left out of the regulatory spotlight this week, especially after authorities in Brazil required major changes to its approach to app distribution and payments. Apple will now allow Brazilian developers to distribute apps through alternate channels and integrate third-party payment systems, a move that could ripple globally. However, these changes are not without risk, especially with regards to privacy for users under 18 and the challenge of policing data access by new intermediaries. Apple is responding with new safeguards, but all eyes are on how these will play out, not just in Brazil, but as a precedent for other markets including Australia. Artificial intelligence regulation around the world is also coming to a head, with governments seeking to rein in AI capabilities while ensuring innovation doesn't stall. In the US, recent actions against leading AI company Anthropic have stakeholders worried that regulators are being punitive rather than focusing on constructive safety standards and frameworks. There's a growing consensus that a more dialogue-driven approach is needed if AI is to be harnessed for benefit rather than risk. On the open-source software front, Epic Games is getting attention for Lore, a newly launched open-source version control system designed to handle gigantic files. Traditionally, gaming and film industries have struggled with bloated assets that were poorly suited to mainstream systems like Git, but Lore aims to fix that. By making big file version control more accessible, Epic is empowering creative teams as well as individual developers who want to track large datasets reliably. This could have far-reaching impacts, not just for blockbuster entertainment, but also scientific research and art projects right here in Australia. Advancements in software performance don't end there. The Rust PNG decoder is making waves for its optimization, especially in mainstream applications like Google Chrome and GNOME desktop environments. Developers implemented in-place unfiltering and trimmed down internal buffer sizes, directly improving speed and reducing memory overhead. This kind of under-the-hood work is critical for Australians relying on lean, fast systems for creative and business needs in a resource-conscious economy. One more industry highlight. Helion's machine learning kernel now includes an LLM-guided auto-tuner, marking a leap forward in making kernel optimizations smarter, faster, and more adaptable to production workloads. Fusing large language models with auto-tuning not only extends efficiency, but keeps software adaptable as demands and workloads evolve. Wrapping up, it's clear the global tech ecosystem is at an inflection point, where improved security, faster software, bold innovation, and careful regulation must coexist to address new challenges and unlock opportunities for everyone. Community-driven projects remain vital. Private industry is pushing new frontiers, and policy debates are shaping the road ahead. Whether you're developing the next big app, maintaining the infrastructure of tomorrow, or just following the news from your home in Sydney or Darwin, it's a space worth watching closely. Thanks for listening.